Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area in Miami, Florida. This is your 9 a.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Elsa. Do got some new information here. We still have the winds at 65 miles an hour, the storm moving north at 14 miles an hour. Just an incredible amount of rainfall. We were about 35 miles west of Cedar Key. Cedar Key getting sustained tropical storm force winds and even gust over 50 miles an hour in some of these areas. So let's look at some of the trouble spots. Right here is our center, getting very close to the coastline, really close to Horseshoe Beach, Suwannee. Right in, let's wait for the last little scan. We are about right there with the center, so right off the coastline. So you see in that outer edge where you get some of those high winds, the tropical storm force winds in that leading edge, but it's not just there. Look at these strong rain bands out ahead of it. And this whole area, that right front quadrant, in this area, 90% of your tornadoes occur in this area. So places like Gainesville, start looking at Lake City, up to Valdosta, any one of these areas could see some of those tornadoes. So watch out for that and definitely be prepared for that. So not just around the storm, look at the trouble we have in this large trailing rain band. We talk about how that can happen in 2-3 days ahead of time. Not really sure where that's going to set up, but it sure has. Areas around Fort Myers, up towards Sarasota, Cedar Key, getting torrential rainfall. If I draw a line through that and let this radar loop, notice that doesn't go anywhere. It's just sitting right there, constantly pushing more rainfall into that area. I do have a brand new observation. Just got this from the weather forecast office. Punta Gorda getting 10 to 12 inches of rainfall back in this area. So that's a problem because the canals start to fill up, and the flow out of the southwest won't allow those canals to drain. So there could be some flooding over here. If you live in that area, please be ready for that. Just because the storm passed doesn't mean you're still not going to see some of these impacts. Here is that latest forecast that we do have. Close to the coastline, as we saw right there from our radar depiction, and moving this morning northward, and then by early Thursday morning up into Georgia, with time tomorrow afternoon up into the Carolinas, North Carolina, and even into Virginia and Maryland by early Friday morning. And by Friday afternoon, we're up here. We're already up in New England, speeding up, but still could see some of that rainfall, still could see those gusty winds, still could see some of those impacts. And one of those impacts is that rainfall that we see. Look at this large swath of rain from Elsa, and that's tropical rain. You can get the rainfall pretty quickly, causing some of that flooding. You gotta be real careful at night. The tropical rains, you just can't tell where water covers that road. So you have to be careful on the road. Never drive your car where water covers the road. Turn around, don't drown. But that's some of the trouble spots that we have through Florida into portions of southeast Georgia, into the Carolinas. So Raleigh, Augusta, Charleston, heavy downpours. And there's that trailing end that you can still see some of that rain with time. We talked about the tornadoes. We talked about the rainfall. We talked about the wind. The other is talking about some of the water levels as well. Some areas still getting some of that storm surge. We've been talking about Tampa Bay getting 2 to 4 feet. And then some areas around Cedar Key, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. And we are seeing some of those water levels come up. Blue is where we should be. Red is where we are. The water is coming up in some of these areas, so you have to keep safe. This has been Ken Graham right here, the National Hurricane Center from our operations area.